A waltz, Kamala's running mate broke pledge to deploy to Iraq in 2005. I have a responsibility to serve, if called on. By Joel B. Polak on August 7, 2024. Then-congressional candidate Tim Walz broke a promise in 2005 to deploy with his U.S. Army National Guard unit if deployed to Iraq, despite his ongoing campaign. While saying he would still continue his congressional campaign. Regardless, Walz said in a press statement, "As Command Sergeant Major I have a responsibility not only to ready my battalion for Iraq, but also to serve if called on." He also suggested that he was willing to leave his wife and daughter behind to deploy to Iraq with his unit. Ultimately, Walz left the military while the rest of his unit deployed to Iraq. A press release from Walz's campaign, first highlighted by Jack Posobiec of Human Events, is archived online. Walz still planning to run for Congress despite possible call to duty in Iraq. March 20, 2005, for immediate release. On Thursday, March 17, the National Guard Public Affairs Office announced a possible partial mobilization of roughly 2,000 troops from the Minnesota National Guard. First District Congressional candidate Tim Walz currently holds the rank of Command Sergeant Major in the 1st 125th Battalion, which is based in New Ulm and largely composed of men and women from southern Minnesota. The announcement from the National Guard POW specified that all or a portion of Walz's battalion could be mobilized to serve in Iraq within the next 2 years. Walz, who teaches global geography at Mankato West High School, has been an active member of the National Guard since 1981. He has been previously deployed during his 23 years in the National Guard, including an 8-month deployment during Operation Enduring Freedom. When asked about his possible deployment to Iraq, Walz said, "I do not yet know if my artillery unit will be part of this mobilization and I am unable to comment further on specifics of the deployment." Although his tour of duty in Iraq might coincide with his campaign for Minnesota's first congressional seat, Walz is determined to stay in the race. "As Command Sergeant Major I have a responsibility not only to ready my battalion for Iraq, but also to serve if called on. I am dedicated to serving my country to the best of my ability, whether that is in Washington, D.C. or in Iraq. I don't want to speculate on what shape my campaign will take if I am deployed, but I have no plans to drop out of the race. I am fortunate to have a strong group of enthusiastic supporters and a very dedicated and intelligent wife. Both will be a major part of my campaign, whether I am in Minnesota or Iraq." If called to duty, Walz would leave behind his wife Gwen and 4-year-old daughter, Hope. As Breitbart News has reported, Walz did not retire as a Command Sergeant Major, E9. Despite claiming otherwise. He retired as a Master Sergeant, E8, having failed to complete the requirements for securing the higher rank. Joel B. Polak is Senior Editor-at-Large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.